Thousands of union protesters and their supporters continue to fill the streets surrounding Wisconsin's state capitol. The opposition erupted more than 2 weeks ago when Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker put forth a proposal to rescind nearly all collective bargaining rights for most public employee unions due to a hefty state budget deficit. While Republicans overwhelmingly support the bill, the protesters call it undemocratic and a violation of their core values.
This is, you know, the United States. We talk about freedom here. We go to other countries and we claim that, you know, we're saving them from the fact that they don't have freedom. And this is what we're doing to our own people. It's astounding to me.
There's clearly a broader agenda that's being played out in many of our states with an attempt to repeal workers' rights.
Our country is not covering this. I believe that part of the reason why is because our country thinks that peaceful protest does not make news for some reason.
With no compromise in sight, Governor Walker has threatened to issue thousands of layoff notices if 14 Senate Democrats who fled to Illinois to avoid voting on the controversial budget bill don't return for a final vote, and has ordered for their arrest. The Senate Democrats have been hailed as the Fab 14 by the admirers of their decision.
He's acting like a dictator. He's not willing to negotiate. He wants the Democrats who have fled the state to come back, but he's already said he's not going to negotiate with them.
While about 100 protesters have managed to occupy the state capitol building, thousands of union supporters are locked outside of what is ironically called the People's House, as the governor's office refuses to keep the building open to the public, and restrictions only seem to be getting tighter with each passing day.
As the night falls, the number of protesters and demonstrators here in Madison, Wisconsin, only seem to get bigger. While they're not allowed inside the capitol building, many of these men and women have vowed that they will stand their grounds until their voices are heard, even if it takes all night or even longer. Susan Medeiros, Press TV, Madison, Wisconsin.